Hello, it is I, Jeremiah Watkins. Welcome back to the feed. It's been a minute. It's been laying a little dormant. I appreciate you tuning into this, though. We have a very, very special announcement just dropped. Not another Crowdwork special on YouTube. I'm going to give you guys the audio of that now. But what would help me out a ton is if you go over to YouTube, you like, you comment, and you share over there. So we can get that algorithm working and get it out to more people, as many people as possible. But how are you guys? Hope you're well. It has been a minute. Like I said, not doing so many consistent Jeremiah Wonders episodes much anymore. Consistently doing Stand Up on the Spot every other Monday on YouTube at youtube.com/@standupots. There's also a separate audio feed for that show as well. And doing consistent Trailer Tales every single Friday. youtube.com/@trailertalespod. So those are the shows that I'm consistently doing at the moment. And I'll still be using this feed for random stuff every once in a while. So I appreciate those of you who are still subscribed and who are even listening to this. Come see me on the road, Cleveland, Ohio, April 12th through 13th. I'll be in Nashville, Tennessee for a special stand-up on the spot with Trailer Trash Tammy, Crystal, Dusty Slay, and more on the 16th, April 16th, Austin, the 17th through the 20th, and just a bunch more stuff coming up. May 2nd for Netflix is a joke for Stand Up on the Spot. West Bend, Wisconsin in May. Kansas City in May. Pottstown, Pennsylvania in June. Boston and Springfield in July. A bunch of dates, guys. So head over to jeremiahwatkins.com to grab some ticks and some new merch. You'll see in the special, I'm wearing a Watkins t-shirt that I think you'll dig. That if you like Wu-Tang, you'll love this shirt. Without further ado, let's get into Not Another Crowdwork special. Like I said, like, comment, and share the YouTube video. That's the one that I'm trying to get out and promote the most. I appreciate you listening, and please now enjoy, without further ado, my latest venture, Not Another Crowdwork special. Enjoy.
Please give a warm welcome, everybody, to Jeremiah Watkins!
Do they stay or do they go?
Boo if you want them to go.
I'm sorry, this is the end of your time on Survivor.
I'll answer your question with a question. What do you do for a living?
Richard Pryor is throwing up in his grave. And I think that the audience is, I don't want to say the word stupid, but as far as the clips, it's kind of gay.
Anything that gets me away from my shitty act, I'm a fan of.
Crowdwork is a New York comic thing. It really is. So we're better at it.
What's crowdwork? Oh, you mean roasting? Oh, I did see a good crowdwork clip the other day. This Matt Rife kid's adorable.
The only part that bothers me about it is now when audiences come to a show, they've been trained to think that it's about them a little bit, and it's not about them even the littlest bit.
When I first started, when I had no material, you would do crowd work.
I hear people on podcasts talk about how it's changing the blah, blah, blah or something. And it's not that I have a strong opinion against that, but I think it sucks that we even need to talk about things that I don't care about. I want everybody to only talk about things I care about. You love going out there and asking everybody what they do for work? How does that keep me up at night?
Comedy is one of those things that the audience kind of dictates what you do. You don't dictate what the audience does.
I really like the part where people get kicked out if they talk while I'm talking. It feels so good.
I used to think that this was a handicap in the bedroom, but the longer I'm married, when this guy gets tired, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Anytime I take a Viagra, it goes straight to my nose. This woman just said she'd sit on my face.
Yeah, yeah. No. That's chill. How do you two know each other?
What do you mean?
Why is everybody afraid of me? What's happening right now? I'm just talking to you. Whoa, okay, now I'm afraid of you. You paid for what? You paid. I got it. You got it. What's up? I got to figure out what is going on with. Okay.
And she's sitting on your face. And your nose is hot.
Guys, the limit. Okay, listen. One second. Just calm down. Well, I'll hit you real quick if I need this. Keep it going for the staff here at Acme, guys. They're being very good staff. They already have the lasers pointed at this guy's forehead. They're like, Watkins, on your call. We have him in our sights, sir. Wow.
Once every 4 years, she comes into town and it's what I fucking
get. Dude, I have not encountered white trash to this level. Maybe ever. And I have family that live in trailer parks. I'm from Kansas, like I'm a country boy, you know? But this is like some next level, like, yeah, she's my sister, but she'll work it for $20. Did you know that your speaking voice is louder than my microphone? Why every 4 years do you see her? Is that every time she gets out of prison? Why every 4 years?
Because I kick his ass and then I go to jail.
Oh, wow. He's throwing court terms around. You know it's real. He's on the learning curve. Yeah. Yeah, isn't it interesting how fun it can be and then it turns dangerous real quick? Dude, now I understand why she beats your ass, bro. I get it now. I'm like, dude, this guy's freaking annoying, dude. Heck yeah. What kind of music you listen to, bro?
All of it.
Perfect. This guy's completely like, okay. Good for you. Heck yeah. You have an okay time so far, buddy? He's like, yeah, but I really don't want to look directly behind me right now. This guy, I've been painting a picture for what is right behind him, and he's like, dear God, I haven't turned my head. I don't know what they look like. How serious is this? Am I gonna get bit? Am I gonna be infected? What's going on? You watch, you a sports fan? You watch NBA or NFL or anything like that?
Surprisingly no.
Okay, this next joke won't be for you. Her name is Serena?
Her name is Serena?
Are you just calling a random black woman Serena? Is your name actually Serena? Why are you a crystal meth psychic? What is happening right now? You met her before the show? She's acting like she's never seen you before.
She's my spirit animal.
She's your spirit animal? That's a canceled term. Very interesting. Do you know this woman right here? You met her today? Yeah. Are you cool with them? Okay, it sounds like you guys were ordering drinks at the bar and you got trapped next to these people. And she's like, girl, what's up? I've never had a black friend before. What's your name?
And she's like, and you're like, Serena? And then like she dropped that bomb later in the show. I'm trying to keep talking while whatever is happening right here is going on, by the way. Trying to...
Keep them out.
Huh?
You're trying to keep them out. I think they're being fine.
Shocking. Shocking. Yeah, because I'm a professional comedian and I know how to roll with it. So I guess here we're gonna do it Roman style. I've never done this before. Do they stay or do they go? Boo if you want them to go. I'm sorry, this is the end of your time on Survivor. Yeah, that's awkward. Wow, I've never seen a whole room be like, we hate these people! Let them not represent Minnesota!
Got one.
Heck yeah. Really hope that there's not a Yelp review about me after this. Very problematic. Would anybody like to get upgraded to VIP seats right now that are in the back? Come on up, come on up. You two people right there. I saw your hands go first. Wow. See how quickly the show can be normal again? I still honestly, I don't know. We'll see. I still think the crowd is like holding it against me a little bit that these odd people got kicked out of the show. Huh? Yeah, you chose it. See, you guys are the bad guys. I said I wasn't gonna kick them out and I did a Roman and then everybody's like, kill them. Kill them. I'm like, well, I just asked if they could leave if you wanted to. And I was like, no, murder them. Put their heads on spikes in front so other people like them know that they are not welcome here. I've never met a crowd with worse comedic timing.
Think about it as any different than the other part of my act, or to me it's all interwoven and one doesn't work without the other.
I think if you can make it work and make it sing, do your thing, it's kind of a, you're walking on a tightrope.
The best stand-ups make it look really easy, but it's a lot of work.
How long have you two been a couple right here?
5 years.
5 years, awesome. How'd you guys meet?
Online.
Online? Cool. One of the apps or something like that?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. I'm glad that I'm this guy's therapist now. I honestly, I wasn't sure about it at first. Like, it's like kind of like weird to meet somebody like digitally, but turns out like she's a down ass chick. She's pretty cool. She's pretty cool. Have you dated a white guy before? No? Have you dated a black girl before?
Yeah.
Huh. I guess it is true what they said. Yeah. Wow. Are you gonna date another white guy after this? Maybe? Yeah. We'll see. That's cool. What app was it?
Whisper.
Just real quick. Has anybody heard of the Whisper app?
No.
You've heard of it. Of course, these people right here have heard of it.
I've heard of it, actually.
It's for dating?
I don't think it.
No, not typically, no.
It's not typically for dating?
No.
Oh. Let's figure this out. Wow, that was such a subtle narc move by you, just like.
It's not for dating.
Yeah, so I met my wife on the Ring app. It's I just kept appearing outside of the peephole of her door over and over.
And I was like, let me in! Let me in! And that's how I met your mother. What is Whisper? What kind of an app is it?
So typically people go on there to like share secrets anonymously.
So you've been needing therapy for a long time. Right. It sounds like free therapy for sure.
You can tell strangers secrets and they tell you theirs and then you bury them together.
So you found each other, you were telling each other secrets. And is that what was happening? And then naturally you started to feel a little bit of a chemistry because you both started finding out things about each other, right?
Sure.
Oh, I guess it goes way deeper than that. So why the sure? What you say it's typically not used for that, but were you sharing a secret with her? How did you meet on the app?
Originally it was a booty call.
Basically. Oh. I mean, you probably knew going into it that it was a booty call on the first date, right?
I shared a spicy secret.
Uh-huh.
And he responded.
I bet he did. Yeah.
And something that, and we weren't supposed to meet after that, but then we liked each other.
Oh.
Yeah.
This sounds like a weird secret society. We're supposed to burn each other's cars, IDs, and credit cards, and never look at each other again. And one of us had east and one of us had west. You just decided like, oh, we shouldn't see each other again. We've shared this. Like, this is it. This is where it needs to end.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've dated other black girls and you're like, huh, what's up, shoddy? Huh, I got a secret on this dick right here.
Let me whisper in your ear real quick. Why do you see my dick?
That's a real Ying Yang Twin song. And that song is called Whisper. Do you see what I'm doing here, folks? Do you see what I'm even doing? That's crazy, bro. So 5 years later, are you still sharing secrets? Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm so curious what that spicy secret was. That spicy. She just looks at you.
You better not tell me. You better not tell me what I just.
Okay, if yours is off limits, did he share a secret back just to make you feel good?
Kind of.
Uh huh. What was his? It was inappropriate?
Yeah.
Girl, I'm ready. It's okay.
No, it's a safe place.
This is a safe place. I promise. The only people that might have to leave are those two people right there. Ooh, that actually got me. You heard my actual laugh a little bit. Whoops. It's not an attractive laugh. When I really laugh, I start going. You guys tickled me a little bit there. Okay, if you can't tell me one of the first secrets, could you tell me one of the secrets later on that kept it going? Because after a while, you probably get kind of like, what other
secrets you got?
Do you have one? Or maybe, okay, here's what I'll do. She goes, I will kill you. I'll share a secret, and then we'll see if I qualify for the app. Okay, I'll share a secret with you guys. And actually everybody that's here. Okay, that sounds fair, right? Yeah. Okay. One of the first time I jerked off. She said hers was spicy, so I gotta. The first time I jerked off, I thought that it was you just had to pump it once. So I was sitting on the toilet. Because I thought that would be the cleanest way to do it. It's like a one-stop shop kind of thing. And I'm just sitting there with a boner. And like... And no, by the way, nobody told me to do it on the toilet, by the way. I don't know why I was like, this is the position you do it in. But it took me like an hour the first time to masturbate because I remember my parents were gone and I turned on, it was in the bathroom next to the laundry room and I turned on the washer and the dryer just to mask the noise that might be coming out of the bathroom. I blue-balled myself for like an hour. And then finally I started like having like a little bit more rhythm, a little bit more rhythm. And like, but like I was still afraid, so I wasn't like fully going for it. So by the time I came, like the splooge just came out like. And I'm like, why is everybody so excited about this? That was horrible. But then the second time I did, I was like, oh, okay. Oh, you gotta do it a little faster. And then I was like, whoa, you can do a left hand, you can do a right hand. Come on, every guy in here has done one of these where it's like, I can't reach it! Why not?
That was my secret.
That was your secret? Of course, you hit up a black woman, you're like, I can suck my own dick. It's that big, it's my secret. Okay. What's your actual secret? What's the actual secret? I gave you a pretty juicy one. Okay, you'll give me a secret. She was not going to give me the secret, but she'll give me a secret. Okay.
My parents don't know about him.
Your parents don't know about him. True. You're a white little secret, aren't you? This is the definition of a white lie right here. How are you going to break the news to them? Have you thought about that yet?
My mom thinks I'm a lesbian, so I'm hoping.
Yo, I got to join this app immediately. For those of you in the back, she said that her mom thinks she's a lesbian. So she's just hoping that she's happy that he's a guy. What if he shows up on the doorstep? She's like, honey, this is worse.
Wasn't this couple awesome, guys?
So I think this has been such a weird show. I want to do something special for you guys. This is the last show of the weekend. And I gotta ask, I don't know if he's still here or if he's still in here, but my dad drove from Kansas City to Minneapolis to see my shows. And I'd like to bring him on stage right now if he's willing to come to the stage. I wonder if he's still here. Here we go. Let's do this real quick. Thank you. Guys, give it up for my dad.
This is a special moment for me. There's not many times where I get to have these moments like this. So I just want to say I love you, Dadu, and thank you for supporting me and my dream and just always being there for me. It means a lot.
I called my wife, and she said you left your go bag at home. So I left my Viagra and my... and my weed. So, I don't think I'll need. Oh, and the condom she didn't know about. I hope she didn't find it. No, I'm on misbehavior. But no, it's good to be here. Thank you, guys. Good to meet you. Give it up for this man here.
Dad, did you want to tell any jokes or anything? Did you want to tell any jokes? Even if they're street jokes, if you have anything that you want to tell.
I had a good experience coming up. You know, the hand dryers are quite a challenge, no matter where you stop. They have a new one out that's got, you have a separate blower for each hand, and it's just at this level. And I said, now how can I get a blowjob and dry my hands at the same time? But I was afraid somebody else would come in the bathroom and catch me, so I said I better pass on that. But I'm going to try to find that hand dryer on the way home. I don't remember where I stopped, so I'll be making a lot of stops on the way home. I will find it.
Here we go for my dad. Ken Watkins, ladies and gentlemen. My dad do.
Guys, I'm Jeremiah Watkins. I had a blast with you.
I love you, Minneapolis. I had such a good time with you. Thank you again.
Here's what I think about crowd work. You suck, I don't, okay? See, the same bullshit. What are you eating? What are you doing? Oh, who you? Hey. Fuck you. I'm a New York comic, all right? Make this shit pop out of thin air, huh? Oh, well, you got a car? I mean, it's a gay guy car.
One sec, girls.
These girls keep hounding me. I did a set. I was doing some crowd work, and they're just, like, trying to...
Thank you. Seriously, one sec. Rick, please, we want to have sex with you. Both of us, we want to have a three-way with you, and we want you to make us... Just have a three with us, please.
Obviously, edit that stuff out. Thank you. But I think we got it.
I like crowd work, but I have found that I only like doing crowd work with men. Women aren't good at it. Like with female audiences, it always goes well when it's a man audience, male audience member. And when it's a female audience member, I'm like, oh no, this is why people don't like us.
I feed off the laughter of the people in the crowd, and I work to get them to laugh. So yeah, I guess you could say I do crowd work. Suck my dick.
How was my interview? Was it good?
You nailed it.
Better than Bobby Lee. Bobby Lee, I like you, dude.